I remind you that today is your last full day of assembly in the jungle. So I'd like you to stay with your vow. Your vow is to stay with your hadu each and every moment, using the power of a constant practice. You know the power, you know about the power of a constant practice, right? Can someone say that? What is the power of a constant practice? When we give an introductory meditation course, which is based on 7 eyes of meditation practice, the constant practice is the 6th eye. Constant practice has two elements. One is non-retrogression vow. You never slide back. That's very important. So you cannot run away. You're still here. When you're still here, and this is the 4th full day, you are doomed to Dharma practice and to your vow. So the second element is, so you always go forward over and over again. That, well, you know that past, present, and future is right here in front of your eyes all the time. People in the back, can you hear me? I guess.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So use the power of constant practice. If you get distracted, and if you forgot, then as soon as you become aware, you practice. So this awareness is important. That's your mind. Your mind always runs around, wondering. So you need not worry about it. That's it does all the time. But your mind comes back, because this is home for your mind. So that means your awareness returns with your mind. Then you seize upon that, you know, to reinforce your heart inquiry. Okay, this much should be into your bones and sinews and muscles to become a great Sun Buddhist. And the Hado practice, aside from the inquiry, is the Hado practice comes with your unknowing mind, which stops, your unknowing mind, which stops your reasoning and discursive faculty activities. That would free you from a lot of anxiety, so that you could practice unlimited. So there, the unknowing mind provides you with inner peace. you get the taste of a deep inner peace. And even joy and happiness. So I'd like you to experience that. That's an authentic experience. I mean, you already have authentic, another kind of authentic experience. Your body aches all over, right? That's an authentic experience. But the reward is the inner peace, and joy and happiness that comes with your practice. So sometimes you are so occupied with this same, you know, it's going to Central Park for good walking, morning meditation, walking meditation, and then breakfast and work practice and shower and rub down. And but still not comfortable. I mean, you like it somehow, but not comfortable. So there's complaints around here. As soon as I get out of this place, I would go to Starbucks. Oh, I'll fix my good meal. So we say, the last day of your Mengjiangjin, we tell you, this guy would be ascension beings or bodhisattvas or Buddhas. I would have more to say about this later on. But remember, you have a vow to stay with your heart of practice. But then today and tomorrow morning, I also like your that inner peace, you know, your unknown mind brings in your practice. And then get some taste of joy and happiness on top of your complaints. Okay?
Okay.
Louder!
One more time.
Okay.
One more time.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. You are alive and still kicking.